is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And when you get there, say amen. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Amen. Are you all there yet? Romans chapter 8. Trouble don't last always. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of God or the love of Christ? Do you all see that? That's a question there. It says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37 says, nah. In all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors through him that loved us. Amen? Give me a second. Let me drink some water here. My throat's starting to itch a little bit. Amen. After the Apostle Paul and the rest of the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues in Acts chapter 2, they continued to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and because they were leading people to salvation, okay? They were leading people to be saved, amen? And once people received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the apostles continued to give them hope by encouraging them concerning, you know, the word of reconciliation, okay? They were encouraging them concerning the word of reconciliation, and by helping them realize that what they had gained by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, amen? They continued to minister to them to make sure they understood exactly what they had received by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And although Paul's focus was on the love of God in Romans 8, because we just read the scripture that says what can separate us from the love of God, okay? So although his focus was on the love of God, he identified some specific things, okay, that Satan uses against us, okay, to try to cause us to become weak so that he can cause us to have problems in life, okay? Paul identifies some specific things, okay, that Satan uses against us to cause us to have problems in his lifetime, amen? And by causing us to have problems in his lifetime, what Satan wants to do is to get us in a position where we become spiritually weak, okay? He wants to get us in a position where we become spiritually weak because he knows that if he can get us into a position where we become spiritually weak, then it's much more easier for us to, or for him to devour us. Because we know the Bible says Satan is looking around, searching around, seeking whom he may devour. Are you all still with me? So there's some things that he tried to throw in our life. Excuse me just one second. Let me just make a little adjustment to this thing right here. Amen. There are things that he throws in our life to try to get us distracted, that causes us to become weak, because he knows that if he can do that, then he can devour us, put us in a position where it's easier for him to devour us. Are y'all still with me? Amen. by causing us problem. You know, a lot of times he said, if I can do this to them, it will cause them to turn away from God and lose faith in God's word. Are you all still with me? But Paul let us know here that in those things that we are more than conquerors. Are you all still with me? He let them know that in the things that Satan tried to use against them to cause them to become weak, he let them and us know that in those things we are more than conquerors. Are you still with me? Amen. Now let's look at Romans chapter 8 again, verse number 35. Because he's talking about the love of Christ here. And he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Okay? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then he lists all of these things. That if you really take a look at these things that he listed, it seems like every problem that we have in this world is somewhere wrapped up in these things that he named. If you think about it, I just realized that yesterday when I was studying this, it seems like all the problems we have in life are somehow wrapped up in these things right here. Amen. Once again, these are things that Satan uses against us. He says, who can separate us from the love of God? And he said, can tribulation separate us against the word of God? Or distress? Or persecution? And then he goes into verse 37, in all those things, we are more than conquerors. That means that we are more than conquerors over tribulation. We are more than conquerors over distress. We are more than conquerors over persecution. We are more than conquerors over famine. We are more than conquerors over naked or peril or sword. Are you all still with me? Amen. And then he says something to them here in verse number 36. He says, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now, what Paul did here is that he quoted a verse in the Bible that's found in the 22nd Psalm, okay? David quoted this back in the 22nd Psalm. And what he was saying to them is, listen, don't be surprised when trouble comes. Are you all still with me? Don't be surprised. I'm sorry, the 44th Psalm in the 22nd verse. He said, don't be surprised when trouble comes. He said, because the people before you, okay, the Jews before you were persecuted, okay? The Jews before you went through these things that you're dealing with right now, you know? In many cases, we find in history that a lot of those Jews were killed, okay? They were thrown into the Roman Colosseum, and they were eaten by lions and all kinds of things. Why? Because of their faith and their testimony of God. Are you all still with me? Amen. And in the New Testament, they were thrown there because of their testimony of Jesus Christ. Are you all still with me this morning? So he said, listen, when trouble comes into your life, okay, he said, don't be surprised because it's coming. Because it happened to the Jews before you. He said they faced a lot of different things. And as I mentioned already, in some cases, many people lost their life. Are you all still with me? But he said to give them some hope, okay? He said, but in all these things, although they're coming into your life, in all these things, you are more than conquerors. And not only did he say you are more than conquerors, look at what he said here. You are more than conquerors through him that loved you. You all see that? See, a lot of times people say, well, we're more than conquerors. You're leaving something very important out. He said, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Well, who loved us? Well, number one, God loved us. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And by us accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, okay, we have become more than conquerors through him, okay, through God the Father and through Jesus Christ. Are you all still with me? So Paul said, yes, these things are there. Yes, trouble is coming if it has not come already. And if it has come already, it's coming back again. But it doesn't matter what kind of trouble come, okay? Because you are in him. You are complete in him. You already have the victory over the trouble when it comes. Are you all still with me? If you're looking for a title for today's message, the title is called Conquerors Through Him. Conquerors Through Him. Not them, but him. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Conquerors through him. You're more than conquerors because of the love of God. Amen? So what he's telling them and us is that we already have the victory over everything that we face in this world through the word. Okay? And I always, when I talk about the word, I can't leave out, I have to put all three of them in there. I can't leave out any because there's the written word, right? The spoken word. And then there's the word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Are y'all still with me? And we need all three. We need the written word, we need the spoken word, and we need the word made flesh. And we have the victory over all those things through the word. Okay? Through the word. Not in ourselves, but through the word of God. And that's why Christians should be winning in every area of life. Are y'all still with me this morning? Okay. As long as you face, okay, as long as we face those things head on in Christ Jesus, not by ourselves, but in Christ Jesus, we will always come out on top. Why? Because we are more than conquerors over them. I don't know about you, but it makes me feel good. More than conquerors over them. Amen? Now, when you look at that word conqueror, we know that it comes from a word of meaning conquer, okay? And that word conquer means to overcome and take by force. To overcome and take by force. Well, the Bible here tells us, it doesn't even say that we are conquerors. The Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors. And how many of you know that word more always means increase? It doesn't matter how we use that word more, it always equals to increase. Are you all still with me? Amen. And that word increase means a greater degree. A greater degree of something. If I had $20 and Elder Perlo gave me $50 more, now I have a greater degree of what I had previously. Are you all still with me? A greater degree. Amen. So the Bible says we are more than conquerors. That means that we have a greater degree. Well, we find out that to conquer is to take by force, to overcome by force. Well, if we are more than conquerors, that means that we have a greater degree of the natural kind of conqueror. That means that we are to overcome and take by spiritual force, okay? By spiritual force. And how many of you know the power of the spiritual force that we need, how many of you know it lives on the inside of you by way of the Holy Spirit? Are y'all still with me? Okay? And the reason why we have to overcome by spiritual force is because we already know that we are engaged in a spiritual warfare. Are y'all still with me this morning? So the Bible says we are more than just the average conqueror. Okay? We have a greater degree of conquering. Okay? And we have to put the spirit into operation. Why? Because the things that we face, I mentioned last week, although you may get affected by them in the natural, they all start in the spiritual. Are you all still with me? Because that's where Satan resides, if you will. Y'all still with me this morning? And listen, Paul said, for all of these specific things, okay, for all of these specific things, we have the victory over them through Christ Jesus. Amen. Because once again, Satan will try to use these things to cause us to be spiritually weak. Because he knows that if we become spiritually weak, it's much more easier for him to devour us. Are y'all still with me this morning? But how many of you know? As the Apostle Paul has just told us, we have been provided with everything that we need in this lifetime to overcome all of those things that Satan uses against us to cause us to be spiritually weak. Through him. Not through Satan, but through Jesus. Because Jesus has already defeated Satan. Amen? Now, I want you to look at these things again here because I want to go through these things today so we'll know what we're dealing with. So once again in Romans 8, he says here that who shall separate, verse 35, from the love of God? Shall tribulation, okay? Shall tribulation. Do you all see that? How many know the word tribulation means trouble? And how many of you know that trouble comes in many forms and sizes? I mean, you can have trouble in your relationships. You can face trouble in your marital relationship. You can face trouble in your finances. You can have trouble on your job. You can have trouble in any area of your life. Because that's one of the ways that Satan tried to attack us. He attacks us by causing us to focus on the trouble instead of focusing on what God said about the trouble. Y'all still with me? So tribulation is going to come. But once again, the Apostle Paul has already told us that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Well, Pastor, how if the Apostle Paul said in all these things I'm more than conquerors, then how can I conquer them? Well, I told you already that in order to conquer these things, we must face these things head on through the word. You all remember that. And I told you that there are three forms, I like to say, of the word. The written word, the spoken word, and the word made flesh. Are y'all still with me? Still with me? So if I want to conquer these things through him, the one who loved me, I must put the word of God into operation in my life. Because I've already told us that our theme this year is what? Elevating our spiritual growth through the word by way of the Holy Spirit. Elevating our spiritual growth through the word by way of the Holy Spirit. And that's the only way to do it. If I want to elevate my spiritual growth over these things, these specific things that Satan uses against me, I have to do it through the word. In other words, I need to do what the word tells me to do. Amen? Tribulation. I want you to go with me, please, to the 46th Psalm. The 46th Psalm. There is a word in the word for every one of these things that you face. And as I told you earlier, I believe everything we face in life is wrapped in one of those things somewhere. Amen. There is a word in the word. Let me say it this way. In your sword, that sword is so sharp that it can take care of every one of these things. Are y'all still with me? Are you at the 46th Psalm yet? Amen. I'm not there yet. Amen. Job, Psalm, Proverbs. Here we go. Look at verse number 1. The Bible says, God is our what? Refuge. And our strength. A very present help in trouble. Some translations say, in time of need. Are y'all still with me? Therefore, when trouble comes. Therefore, when tribulation comes. Therefore, we will not what? Fear. See, Because one of the reasons why tribulation comes into your life is to cause you to fear. Because when people start to fear, then they end up having a faith problem. Because faith and fear doesn't hang out together. And when fear comes and they have a faith problem, then doubt settles in. When doubt settles in, then people start speaking negative things out of their mouth. The situation ain't going to get no better. My husband never changed. My wife ain't going to change. My kids, they just would never do right. And how many of you know, once again, as we've said many times before, death and life is in what? When we speak like that, we are speaking death and life over the situation. And guess what? It will not get any better. Why? Because we've already believed in our heart that it will not get any better. Y'all still with me? So there will not fear. Listen to this. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea. David said, therefore we still will not fear. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, therefore we will not fear. And the reason why we will not fear is because God is our refuge and our what? Strength. A very present help in time of trouble. I think the NIV says in time of need. So if God is my refuge and my strength, when I'm facing situations, what do I need to do to overcome? What do I need to do to conquer? What do I need to do? Well, I need to go to God. And there are many ways to go to God. Number one is through his word. Number one is through prayer. Are you all still with me? I must put him into my life. I must remember who I am through Christ Jesus. I must remember what Jesus Christ did for me. And when I remember these things, it doesn't matter what trial or tribulation or problem come into my life, I will be able to overcome it. I will be able to defeat it. Why? Because of what I have received through Jesus Christ. Are you all still with me? Tribulation is going to come. Jesus tells us that in the Word. Go to John chapter 16. He tells us it's coming. Paul told them here, he said, don't be surprised. These things are coming. He said, but when they come, don't worry about it. Why? Because you are conquerors through him. Amen? John chapter 16. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. It's going to come. But God is already there or already here. Are you all still with me? Storm clouds come in your life, he's already there. I know some people used to always say, he might not be here when you want him, but he's always right on time. How many know he's always there? Because he said, I would never leave you nor do what? Forsake you. Are you all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. Are you at John 16? Go over to verse number 30. This is Jesus talking. He said, now, are we sure that thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask thee? By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them and said, do you now believe? You know, all the time Jesus is walking through the earth, you know, people are doubting who he is. Some people try to say he was Isaiah. Some people try to say he was that other prophet, whoever that other prophet is. They didn't want to give him credit for who he is. And then he said in verse 32, he said, behold, the hour is coming. Oh, well, it's now come that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you might have what? Tribulation. Trouble. He said, in me you have peace. In the world you might have tribulation. Now when you think about that, Jesus is saying here, you have two choices. And the choice is yours. He said, even in tribulation, in me, there's still peace. Because the Bible says he's a prince of peace. So when I'm going through trouble in my life, I have a decision to make. Do I let the trouble overcome me by staying in it? Or do I go to Jesus where I can have peace? Now, I know most people are going to say, well, I go to Jesus. But is that true? Is that true? Because if that was true, when trouble come, people wouldn't stay in the bed for 2 weeks. They get up and they face their trouble head on in him or through Jesus. But he said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. In me, you're going to have peace. But then look at what he says. But be of what? What? Good cheer? Jesus, you mean to tell me all this trouble? You mean I'm good cheer? You mean to tell me my wife is not acting right? You mean I'm good cheer? Your husband is acting right? You haven't got good cheer? You broke, busted, trusted, disgusted, it can't be trusted, abused and confused because of that situation in your life? Have good cheer? He said, yeah. He said, the reason why you can have good cheer is because in me, you can have peace. So you need to stop focusing on what's happening around you and come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Because my yoke is easy, and my burden is what? Light. Are y'all still with me this morning? So he says, come to me. Because when you come to me, you will know that I have overcome the world. And how many of you know is that when you are in him, you have also overcome the world. Why? Because you get credit for everything that Jesus has already done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, as long as we stay in him. Are you all still with me? So trials and troubles, let them come. But as long as you keep your faith in him, you can overcome them by using the spiritual forces that God has already blessed you with by way of the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of you. Are you all still with me? Amen. So Paul said, hey, yeah, you're going to face these things. He said, but you're more than conquerors. Are you all still with me this morning? Amen. Let's look at the second one. He says, you are more than conquerors through what? Distress. You're more than conquerors through distress. Do y'all see that? How many know distress is events that can happen in your life that can cause you to worry, causes you to have anxiety, okay? Causes you to have pain, causing you sorrow. These are things that happen. And all of us at times go through situations in life where things happen to us or to someone who we love. And it hurts us so much. We started worrying about it. We get anxious about it. We have mental anxiety about it. It affects us physically, mentally, and spiritually. And sometimes we don't know what to do. That's one of those, that's another one of those stay in the bed for 2 weeks things. What do I need to do in that situation? I need to face it head on through the word. Why? Because the Bible says, in those things, I am more than a conqueror. In other words, I have a greater degree of what a normal conqueror would have. You all still with me? Although conquerors conquer by force, this thing is spiritual. It's a part of this spiritual warfare that I find myself in. So I need to use spiritual weapons against this spiritual warfare that I find myself in. And the best spiritual weapon that you can use is called the sword of the Spirit, which is the what? Word of God. So how do I overcome this distress? How do I get through it? Well, how many know I'm glad you asked that question? I want you to go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Everything you need is in the word. Are y'all still with me? Everything we need is found in this word. When you get there, say amen. It can affect you in a lot of different ways. Satan uses them against you because, once again, he wants to get you spiritually weak so he can easily devour you. Easily kill, steal, and destroy you. Take your joy and replace it with pain. Take your sunshine and replace it with rain. Now, there's nothing wrong with rain, but I'm talking about it shouldn't be raining on you in the inside. Are you all still with me? It shouldn't be raining on the inside. Look at verse number four. Are you there yet? The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord every now and then. Oh, is that in your Bible? You see what your Bible don't say, rejoice in the Lord only when you're feeling good? Rejoice in the Lord every other day. Rejoice in the Lord always. And then he said it again. Again, I say, do what? Rejoice. Now, I don't know about you, but I see something here for the first time in my life. Now, we know that in the English language, you normally start a sentence off with a capital letter, right? And then all the other words are normally, you know, small letters unless they're, you know, specific things. But right here in this Bible, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And then it says, and again I say, there's a comma. And the word rejoice is, it's in capital letters. Do y'all see that? In the King James Version, I don't know about the other version. I look at the NIV sometimes to make sense of what King James is saying, but this Bible I always use. You know, all them other Bibles where you got to read one verse and you have to read a whole paragraph to get the verse, I just kind of stay away from those. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I just stay away from those. Amen? Because I'm a simple kind of guy. But I believe that word rejoice is capitalized for a reason. I believe there's some emphasis put on rejoice. Because I believe what the Word of God is trying to tell us is that we're going to go through some situations where we might not feel like rejoicing in the Lord. That's the key. It didn't say rejoice always. It said rejoice in the who? Lord. See, sometimes you face situations in your life where you have to do what King David did. The Bible says that King David encouraged himself in the Lord when he was in a stressful, very down situation. Are you all still with me? We might have time to get there today. If not, we'll get there next week. But the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. And then it tells us how to rejoice. It says, let your moderation be known to all men that the Lord is at hand. And then it tells us in verse 6, be careful for what? Nothing. That does not mean don't care about anything. The word careful means anxious or wary. Because when people get anxious, that's when they start facing mental anxiety. They're worrying about something, and it has affected them mentally. Are you all still with me? And it brings them down. Are you all still with me? But the Bible says here, don't worry about it. And then it tells us how to overcome it. It tells us how to get control of it. It tells us how to take authority over it. It says, in everything, by what? Prayer and supplication, which means petition, with thanksgiving. Okay? I like how the Bible says that. I like how it says that. It says, in everything, by what? Prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Now, Pastor, you know, what are you talking about? You like how they're saying it. What are you talking about? But once again, when you study the Word and the Holy Spirit is guiding you, there's some things that He point out to us. And if we're not spiritually grounded, we're going to miss out on what He's saying here. Because most people, they read this verse just like it says, which is fine. That's the way we read it. It says, but in everything, right? Through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made to God. Nothing wrong with that. But let me point something out to you. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? In other words, I'm thanking God for delivering me out of that situation through my prayer before I even see the outcome. Are y'all still with me this morning? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I'm going through a tough situation, as you already know. But Father God, I'm praying to you and thanking you because that situation, petition, whatever it is, that situation that I'm going through, I know that you have already removed it from my life. And I want to thank you in advance. Because I might not be able to see it yet in the natural. But I know it's been done in the spiritual. And what's done in the spiritual will be manifested in the natural. Are you all still with me? So instead of worrying about it, instead of staying awake all night because you think it's all right, because you think he's going to fix it afterwards, you ain't got time to stay awake all night. You want to do it right now. Amen? You're thinking forward. And look what the Bible says. Because when you're praying, Christians, you're not praying in distress. You're praying in peace, knowing that there is nothing too hard for God. You know, for the, oh, help me. I just don't know. I don't know. No, you don't need to do that. You're going to hurt yourself. When we go to God, we go to Him knowing, not hoping, knowing that things are going to change in our life. Why? Because He's God. Because Jesus has already given us the victory over it. Are y'all still with me? Let me keep reading. Amen. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request, which you want God to do, be made known unto God. And when you do that, and the what? Peace of God. Have you ever gone to someone and you was they was worrying about something, and they told you about it, and you start worrying too? Have you ever experienced that? I mean, you know, you fine, and they come to you. Oh, no, no, no. You what? Oh. No, that's what the Bible says that God does. When you bring him the request, the Bible says what in the what? Peace of God. And the peace of God. I tell you, the Holy Spirit is something. And the peace of God, which passes what? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own what? Understanding. In all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct thy path. Are y'all still with me? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your what? Doesn't anxiety attack the mind and the body? So keep your what? Hearts and your what? Minds through who? Christ Jesus. There's your answer right there. That's why I don't like that singing that song, Trouble in My Way, I Got to Cry Sometime. I mean, you know, I have nothing against the author of the song. But you need to face that trouble head on with the word. I mean, if anything, you laugh at the trouble. You? You mean to tell me you are trying to attack the anointed of God? So you need to start letting them know who you are. You are the anointed of God. I mean, you all think about it. You know, you can't mess with him because he's a Christian. And the Bible say, they'll test not my anointed and do my prophet. No, what about you? What about you? Stop giving everybody else credit. You take your credit. Jesus already paid for it. That's not being arrogant. That's being truthful. People afraid to speak of what Jesus has done for them. Look, that's not bragging. You didn't do anything. But Jesus did. But you did something by accepting him. So no, you don't cry. I mean, it's already cry. I'm not saying, you know, but I'm just saying you don't just cry because they're getting the best of you. You laugh. I'm the anointed of God. You better get out of here. In Jesus' name. You have to go. Yes, Kristen, listen to this. Satan's going to turn the heat up to make you think that he didn't hear you. Because what he's trying to do is to get us to doubt what we said about God. He's not going to quit. You know, even when he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus had to say, it is written, he said it more than one time. After a while, Satan be like, man, I need to leave this dude alone. I mean, he knows too much word. Are y'all still with me? No, you're facing head on through the word. Go to God in prayer. I mentioned before, prayer is a communication system between God and man. We communicate with him. There's no competition in prayer. I've said that many times, even a leaders' meeting. You know, when you even in intercessory prayer, there's no competition. Don't compare yourself with nobody else. Because things like that is what keep people from praying. I can't pray like so-and-so. No, you don't need to pray like so-and-so. You need to pray like you. You communicate with God the way you communicate with God. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, you just got another lesson on top of a lesson. Amen? Prayer is a spiritual weapon that you can use against Satan. He don't want you to pray. He just wants you to focus on the situation. But the Bible says, cast your cares on him. Be careful for nothing. But in everything. How many know everything means everything? James says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16 for those of you who are writing. Amen. So now, I have the victory over persecution. I mean, not persecution. Who? Thank you. Tribulation? I have the victory over distress. I'm more than a conqueror. Well, what's the next one? Persecution. I have the victory over persecution. Are y'all still with me? You know, that word persecution means to run to with hostility. Run to with hostility. Hostile. Are y'all still with me? Or to run after with hostility. And that word hostility means acts of warfare. I've already mentioned to you that we are engaged in a spiritual warfare. So Satan is running to you with hostility to cause problems in your life. Tyrone, you a young man, can you come up here for a second? I want to give you a demonstration. Run to with hostility. Oh, you want to come to? Okay, good. Both of y'all come. Amen. 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 Let me, I don't have to run this morning. Oh, listen, okay. I want you to see these two gentlemen. Thank you, sir. Amen. This is what Satan does. Tyrone, if you don't mind. If you don't mind, I want you to, can you just, you're not Satan, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I went to church one time, and I used a demonstration. This guy was mad at me for 2 weeks because he said I called him the devil. So I'm not calling him the devil. That's a true statement. That was in El Paso. It's a true statement. Anyway, okay. So I'm gonna show you what Satan does. Say you, Tyrone, you've been in the Word, but you know you kind of been swaying a little bit, you know, and so Satan knows that you're a little weak in the spirit, so he wants to devour you. So what I want you to do, Tyrone, if you don't mind, and the camera's gonna have to move just a little bit fast, but I want you to start. We don't run too fast. Okay, don't run too fast. Yeah, just kind of like you're running. So you know, just simulate him running, right? So I want you to just start running that way, and I want you to just keep the same distance, right? And I want you to kind of run behind him. Now he's playing the role of Satan. Okay, this is what Satan is doing. Trying to catch up with you because you're weak spiritually, so he can easily devour you. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Okay, so go. Okay, that's good. Stop right there. Okay, stop right there. Okay, now, so what word are we looking at? Persecution. I tell you, persecution run after with hostility. And hostility is all about warfare. Somebody trying to catch you to do something to you. Well, we know there's a verse in the Bible that says, submit yourself to who? God. And then do what? Resist the devil. And he will do what? Flee from you. The word flee means to run from in terror. Okay, so now all of a sudden, Tyrone realized, yeah, he might have got a little weak, but guess what? The word of God never left him, because the Bible says that God will never leave us nor forsake us. So he got back into the word. And he realized, wait a minute. Instead of this guy running after me, I need to be running after him. Amen. Amen. So wait a minute. So now, Tyrone, I want you to, since you've been running with your back to him, amen, you know, I want you to turn around and face him head on. Good God. And listen, and now look, you see the glow of the Spirit on his face. Okay, now he's just, see, listen, this is how you're going to feel in real life. You're going to be excited, amen? Look, so now you see that he ain't playing game with you no more, right? So I want you to turn this way, amen? Now I want you to run him away, and I want you to flee from him. You go here. Thank you all. Give my hand praise, amen? That's the way it goes. Thank you all. You have to be able to see it. Amen. Because he's trying to call hostility in your life. He's trying to destroy you, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. See, sometimes we're going to go through trials and tribulations. Sometimes it's going to seem that he's getting the best of us, but we have to wait, say, wait a minute. Wait just 1 minute. I remember. Because the greater one on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit, always brings things to your remembrance. And he's going to remind you that, wait a minute, you have no reason to be running from Satan. He needs to be running from you. Because you are the anointed of God. Amen? And then you turn around. You're messing with the anointed. Amen. And you start speaking a word against him, and he gone. To find another weak Christian who he can devour. Are y'all still with me? Persecution. As Christians, we're going to face persecutions. Because Jesus faced persecution. And as Christians, we are walking in his footsteps. Or we should be. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Persecution. You conqueror over it. Persecution. John 15. You're more than a conqueror. In everything. I mentioned to you earlier, I believe in every one of these things that Paul named, it was everything that we face in life. Are y'all still with me? Persecution. What a mighty God we serve. Look at John chapter 15. Are you there yet? Amen. Jesus talking to his disciples here in verse number 17. Well, let's start with verse 16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. He says, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Y'all still with me? He says, if you were of the world, see, we know we're in the world, but we're not of the world. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world do what? Hate you. Hate you. They smile in your face, but they're all the time trying to take your place. And they don't have to be backstabbed. They're just upset with you. Why? Because they see you being blessed going in, going out, in the city, and in the field. And they try to get you off course. The Bible says in verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. He said, if they have persecuted me, they would also do what? Persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they would also keep yours also. He said, they persecuted me. And as a child of God, because they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you also. Like Paul said, hey, don't be surprised. Are y'all still with me? Look at Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. And I have 6 minutes. Matthew 5. This message helping anyone today. Matthew 5. You have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Matthew 5. This is Jesus talking again. And how many of you know Jesus never lied? The Bible says God can't lie. Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible. I used to like this cartoon called The Impossibles. Y'all remember the Impossibles? Holly, you remember the Impossibles? Coal Man and Fluid Man, and I know some of y'all gonna go back and pull up on the internet. I know y'all love the internet. Amen. People love the internet. Amen. All right, here we go. Jesus. He said, blessed, verse 10, are they which are what? For righteous sake. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Righteous sake, that means you're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to live according to the word of God. You know, you're trying to follow the word of God. You're doing good, and all of a sudden you're faced with hostility. Because it's one of the things that Satan uses to try to cause you to become spiritually weak so he can devour you. Y'all still with me? He said, you're blessed. He said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Y'all see that? See, people start talking behind your back. You can't even sleep at night because you're worried about what they said. Let them talk. Remember, many, many, many years ago, I was in of the army in Germany. And I remember this guy walked to me. He said, Ron, you know, so-and-so, they said that you did so-and-so. You know what I did? I cursed him out. No, that's not what I did. See, that's what most people would do. I said, he did? He said, yeah, man, they said you did. You know what I did? I said, oh, that's good. I said, okay, have a good day. They're talking about you. They must be something good about you that they don't like. So they're talking behind your back. I said, I'm glad somebody talking about me. At least they know I exist. That's true story. I said, oh, really? Yeah. And they looked to see what I was going to say. Oh, I know he's going to get them. I'm like, oh, that's good. Went on my way. Because guess what? If they talk to somebody else about you, let me say it this way. If they talk to you about someone else, they're talking to someone else about you. See, one thing we have to understand is that misery loves company. And they show that they love company by running off at the mouth. That's why the Bible says the tongue can no man tame. The tongue always got something to say. Y'all still with me? But Jesus said here once again, he said, you're blessed when men shall revile you and persecute you. Verse 11. And say all kind of manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, rejoice. There's the word rejoice again. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Just rejoice and be exceeding glad. Notice Jesus put some emphasis on the word glass there. He said, he didn't say be glad. He said exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were what? Before you. I told you earlier when we first opened up the service, when we opened up the lesson, Apostle Paul told them, we've been made sheep for the slaughter. In other words, the prophets of old, they went through the same thing you're going through today. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. How do we overcome it? Well, Jesus just told us how to. Rejoice. How can I rejoice when things they persecute me? Because the Bible told us in Philippians 4 to rejoice in the who? Lord, always. When people start to attack you, hostile, you're in a hostile environment, just start speaking the word to yourself. Start praising God and worshiping God. Start singing hymns to the Lord. Just start singing to yourself the songs. But you know, when you are singing Christian songs that line up with the word, you're like quoting the word to yourself in song. And the Bible says that faith comes by what? Hearing. Even if you hear from yourself and hearing from the word. So the more you start hearing yourself speak the word, you put yourself in a position to receive more faith. And how many know the God kind of faith is not the world kind of faith, it's spiritual faith. And when you start receiving spiritual faith, you are building up your spirit on the inside to help you to be able to deal with that situation that you're facing on the outside. Are y'all still with me? I can go on and on and on. But how many of you know that my time is up? We will pick this up next week. Stand to your feet. Christians, I'm here to tell you. If we do not learn anything else in 2022, we're going to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We're going to find out that all these years we've been saying that I'm not the head, I'm not the tail, I'm not beneath, I'm above. But we're going to find out what all that really means. Because I believe that a lot of people, you know, they come to church. I'm talking Christians in this world. But they really don't know who they are in Christ Jesus or what they have accomplished, what they can accomplish through Jesus. The reason why I said what they can accomplish is because although it's already done, a lot of people don't realize it. We are engaged in a spiritual warfare. And as I said before, Satan is trying to destroy us. If there's anyone who knows how powerful God is, Satan is the one. Because he was there once. But he allowed pride to get into his heart. And God told him one day, I'm just paraphrasing this. He said, your hat's over there. Your coat is over there. You can leave. And that's why he don't like you. That's why he does not like me. That's why he doesn't like anyone who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because he knows that we have more than he has. It's time to start walking in your victory. Yes, you're going to face situations in life. I'm not being unrealistic. Sometimes things are going to pull you down. There are times that you might be concerned. You might worry a little bit about things. But at some point in time, you have to stop and say, wait a minute. You have to remind yourself of who Jesus is. Because if you remind yourself of who Jesus is, it would help you to better understand who you are through him. As the Apostle Paul has said, and we will pick this up next week, that as a child of God, we are more than conquerors through him over all those specific things that Satan tried to use to try to pull us down. Amen. Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.